This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 310 for Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue higher on Wednesday on what is the third consecutive day of increases. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gains $10 at $584.20 per ton, and the July contract advances $8.60 at $594.50 per ton. A trader says canola was overdone from last week's tumble due to China's threat to impose tariffs on its imports of Canadian canola meal and oil come March 20th. The Canadian oilseed is getting support from gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, losses in the Chicago soy complex are tempering further increases. Upticks in crude oil are underpinning the vegetable oils. There's caution in the canola market because of issues over the 45Z biofuel tax credit in the United States remain unresolved. Changes made to the tax credit in January eliminated canola from the program, but the Trump administration remains silent as to what their plans are for the tax credit. Added to that is the April 2nd deadline for Trump's reciprocal tariffs, and with the market in the dark as to how those levies will affect canola. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.78 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 69.93. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports last week's ethanol production increased 43,000 barrels per day, upping average output to almost 1.11 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks dropped 800,000 barrels at 26.6 million. S&P Global projects U.S. planted soybean acres for this spring at 83.3 million, while Allendale forecasts 84.28 million. S&P Global says planted corn acres are to be 94.3 million compared to the 93.98 million by Allendale. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday afternoon. The May contract is down 4.5 cents at $10.08 per bushel. May soy meal gives up $2.20 at $297.70 per short ton. May soy oil is down almost 0.2 cents at 42.36 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, May corn adds 3 cents at $4.62 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago May dips 1.5 cents at $5.63.5. Kansas City May falls 11.5 cents at $5.95. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is down 1.5 cents at $6.12.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.